Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And just like that, it's gone 8:25. I do apologize. We are slightly late. We did have some technical issues in getting hold of Joseph Gerassi, the executive head at Red Hill School. Good morning. Firstly, congratulations on your incredible, incredible results. How are you doing?
I'm really great. Thank you so much for having us on your show again. Yeah, sorry about the technical problems, but yeah, we're all feeling very, very positive. We've got some really good IB results, outstanding IEB results, and yeah, we're ready for 2022.
Incredible, because obviously when last we spoke, we were looking at this international baccalaureate. Now you've got your IEB results. If you had to look at both of them, do you have a preference, or did you do better in the one or the other, or is it just completely, different styles and different focuses?
Now, so how it look, we're the only school in South Africa that offers both the IEB and the IB. And what tends to happen is when you divide your students, it's very difficult to really compare results to any other school, because you're taking a lot of your top students have chosen to move into the IB. And so, you've got to look at the results in terms of that. So we were really excited about the international results, because those results were absolutely superb on an international basis. But our IEB students didn't let us down. Our top students, they did remarkably well. We had five in the top 5%. We had a whole lot who were in the top 1% in their subject. But even more importantly, every single one of our students got a university entrance. And for me, that is really important, because we've managed to give every single child the opportunity to go to a university, whether they want to or not. And that is really important.
It really is, and it's fascinating, because this year I'm seeing a lot of concern around the students who aren't the ones who shoot the lights out. It's more focus on that I've seen from listeners in all the time that I've been doing this. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the world that we live in. I think to a large extent, and I'm really not attacking the press at all, but those are the stories that kind of grab the headlines. We had a celebratory breakfast yesterday for our students. And the highlight of that day was the book that we've put together for them on the memories of their years at school. And that kind of took the focus, because that's what really school is all about. But for me, it was the students who came to speak to me, were the students who had learning difficulties, students that were not our top academics. The smiles on their faces were just amazing, because for many of them, they didn't know if it was going to be a reality that they would, be able to go to university. And not only did they succeed, but the vast majority of them scored, averages of Bs, which will get them into almost any university. And so they've managed to be able to go out into the world. They've learned to be really courageous, within the environment that we have here. And I'm looking forward more to see how those students get on, because, those are the students that we put a lot of work into. And I'm very, very proud of them. And I just say to even the students that haven't done that well, this is only the beginning. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you, and these results, we cannot place our entire futures on these results. If you didn't get the results that you wanted, do a different course, transfer, and gumption. You'll make it happen. You just keep working at it.
Absolutely right. We don't have a lot of time. I want to chat to Liam. He's been on hold as well. Liam Siegel, I want to bring you in at this point. Congratulations on your results. Tell us how you did.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I got 6 distinctions out of the 7 subjects I did.
Fantastic. And what do you think defined your matric year? If I have to ask you, when you look back on this in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, what do you think will be the most overriding memory and emotion that you experience?
I definitely really enjoyed my matric year. Probably my favorite part was just spending time with my friends when we were able to be at school physically. Yeah, pretty much that.
The challenge of the pandemic in terms of this hybrid model, working sometimes at school, sometimes at home, was that, did that, do you think that impacted negatively on you?
Personally, not so much, because I'm more of an auditory learner. So either way, either when I was at school or online, I was just listening, and that's all I necessarily had to do for the school year.
Absolutely. Well,
if I could come in there just very, very quickly, because you don't know Liam, we met Liam about 3 years ago. I won't remember Liam for the 6 distinctions he got. I'll remember him for the absolute love of life that this boy actually had. And very early on, when I was kind of worried that he wasn't putting himself completely to where he needed to be, he kept on saying to me, "Jurassic, I'll get those 6 distinctions." And it was just beautiful, the relationship that was built around that. And he did that. And yesterday I said to him, "I'm sorry for worrying so much. You actually did what you said you were going to do." But he did it by enjoying life. And that's what I'll remember Liam for.
That is absolutely incredible. It is 8:31. Joseph Jurassic, executive head at Red Hill High School. Liam Siegel, student at Red Hill High School. Congratulations to you both, and well done. Liam, wishing you all of the success for the next chapter in your life. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.